we're talking with Dave Roeder. And Dave, you've got an interesting situation that is that's going through your life. But the reason why we're talking today is we're looking for a donor. So tell us first, what is the situation? What is your dilemma that you're going through right now, we'll say?
Well, 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with renal failure or kidney failure. And so I do dialysis 3 times a week. And work full time, and I have a 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, so it gets pretty hectic. And so I am listed at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and the University of Indiana at Indianapolis. I'm O positive, and so of course, you know, anybody that's O positive can get tested, or if they're not O positive, they can still donate, and I would get the next available match.
Wow. So saving somebody's life no matter which way you go about it. Now, I want to kind of touch on something. This might be not an easy thing to talk about, but did you ever think that this would happen to you, being diagnosed with this?
No, I don't. I'm diabetic, and it's one of the, you know, things that can happen when you're diabetic, and I didn't manage it very well for a while, and that's much better now, but the damage was done, and so if I can get a transplant, you only need one kidney to live, and so if I could get one, I just think I would be a much better teacher, a much better spouse to my wife, and a much better father to my kids. So
this is something that obviously you've dedicated your life to children, to the education and growing the youth of this country, we'll say. So what is the importance to you, not as a father, but in education, to be able to continue this journey? And what would you do after getting a transplant? We'll say, how would you educate other people about this?
Well, I think that I would be an advocate for organ donating, donations, and taking care of yourself. And when you do, have diabetes, to try to manage it early rather than late. I'm in charge of the history club here, and we go on lots of trips. This year we're going to Boston and Philadelphia, taking students there. It's hard to maneuver dialysis around, traveling with student groups. So I think I could be more present if I didn't have to worry about dialysis.
Sure. Well, let's talk about dialysis, too. If somebody doesn't necessarily know what you go through with dialysis, take us through the process.
Well, I go to the nocturnal clinic, which means I go to South Bend, and I go at about 8 o'clock at night, and I get off at 4 in the morning. So I run like 8 hours. I don't sleep very well there because, obvious reasons. And so then I get home at like 4:30 in the morning, and then I got to be at school at, 7 o'clock. So, they hook you up. And they're cycling your blood in and out, filtering it and cleaning it, and also taking off the excess fluids, that you gain. So I'll gain anywhere from, 6 to 12 pounds from each treatment. So I have to continually take that weight off.
Wow. So if somebody is able to go ahead and help out, if they're O positive, if they're not even O positive, if they're just willing to go ahead and donate a kidney, how do they do that?
Well, they can call the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, and the number is 800-333-9013. Or they could call the living donor number at the University of Indiana in Indianapolis. Usually the first step is they'll ask some questions about their health, and if they pass that screening, then they send usually a blood kit, and I send one in. They send one in, and they kind of mix and match it to make sure that it's compatible. And if it's a match, then they bring the person to Ann Arbor for 2 days of testing, like CT scan and other blood work. And my insurance, the big thing is my insurance covers all the expenses. So there's no out-of-pocket at all for the donor. That's everywhere from the testing to the actual surgery to transplant. My school insurance pays for everything.
Wow. So you have an opportunity to make a difference right now. The number one more time.
1-800-333-9013.
We're also call the school,
683-4800, extension 3507.
There you go. And we'll also have it up on our website, 975ycountry.com. Click on the Matt Malone Morning Show. You'll find it right there.